And good day, everyone. It's McColgan once again on Saturday, the 24th, I think it is, 24th of March today. And guess what? Yes, I'm doing a car boot this morning again. I was up before 6 and along here by about 7 o'clock. That's me now. I think it's about after 8:30 now. It's probably about 8:40, and that's me finally got everything set up. So what I'll do is I'll do a kind of wee regular boo throughout the day. As I said before, doesn't seem to work out for me doing the through the day's boos. But I will do this one because it's a car boot, so there should be, I may have some interesting wee stories, or either that I'll be pulling my hair out by about 12 o'clock. So it's very, very cold, and we have, well, you call it fog, you may call it a har, in our area we call it a hor. And we always get a whore here when the wind comes off the North Sea, because we're really only about 12 miles from the Forth Road bridges, road and rail bridges, and hence not that far from the estuary and the North Sea. So whenever the wind turns tack and comes off the east, when there's a bit of heat in the air, it always brings, it sweeps a whore in here. Yesterday it took a little while to burn off. Hopefully they'll burn off a little bit quicker, but anyway, I am set up, I am sat on the back of my trusty old, ever-dependable steed, my Volvo Estate. And now I'm just waiting to do a Rodney and a Del Boy. Sell, sell, sell. So I'll keep you updated through the day. Well, it's now 10:15 a.m. and the market car boot is beginning to get fairly busy now. Quite a lot of people out. Unfortunately, they're not putting their hands in their pockets, not just where I'm selling, but in general, watching everybody tend to be wandering around about. Still a bit really cold just now, with the sun's not getting out at all here. The skies have got brighter, but only because the sun's got higher in the sky, but there's no heat in the air, and people are trying to take their hands out of their warm pockets or gloves. So it's getting busier. Let's see how it goes later on. At the moment, I just need another cup of tea and heat my bones up again. Speak later. Well, it's 10:30 now and the weather's still the same. And what I've noticed is, standing here watching all the people going up and down, if you want to make money in this life, sell food or drink. Because there's a guy just next to me, a very nice guy, I've had a good chat with him, and he sells sweets, you know, the every kind of sweet, you know. And I've actually bought some off him. I shouldn't be spending money I haven't made yet. But a very nice guy to talk to, and he has been doing a good trade. Just up from him is the coffee hot dog stand, and donuts, and the smell is drifting down. It's actually going for me now. I'm getting a bit peckish. And the number of people that are going up and down, stuffing their faces. And the problem is that the obesity that is, I've noticed this morning, I know there's an obesity problem in the country, but I've just watched a family three. It looked like the granny on her wee motorised wheelchair, the daughter who looked as if she weighed about 30 stone, and the granddaughter who, about 16, who looked as if she was heading exactly the same way, and they were stuffing their faces with donuts, fresh donuts, the last thing they needed. And that's only little examples. I mean, even the younger, especially the younger people nowadays, young men are going past their teens, and they're obviously very, very much overweight. The girls are the worst, I would say. And it's not a sexist remark. They just seem to be going, jeez, Teletubby land. So anyway, just an observation on diet and how people are. If it's sweets and treats and all the wrong things, that's what they're buying, that's what they're stuffing in themselves. That's what we're going to be like in 10, 20 years. I shall be back. Well, it's now 11:40 and it's heating up, hotting up. No, it's not. There's more people now. This is the busiest this market has been this year. Lots and lots of sellers. Never seen it like this before. It's only been my third time or fourth time here ever. We normally go elsewhere, but it's been really busy. But the sun's struggling to get out. It keeps popping its head out. Anyway, yes, selling at Car Boots. It's amazing what you sell and don't sell. I've got some really nice stuff on board and very reasonable, attractive prices. And boxes below the tables are the junky stuff that you suddenly grab out the garage or the shed that's been there for ages, and people come along and they just go, "Oh, I'll have that, I'll take that." And you go, "My God, I could have put that out in the bin yesterday." You know, it's rubbish. And they buy the rubbish, and the nice stuff's still on the top of the table. Not all of it. I'm doing okay, it's not great, but we're getting there, we're getting there. But yeah, it's just amazing what people buy, you know, the trash. Seem to be more interested in rubbishing through trash than they are actually sort of new or nearly new items. Selling some Easter stuff my wife laid out today. And Easter is a very pushing, what have we sold? One little card. Obviously, Easter is not in people's minds. So, I'll keep you updated. Isn't there a great satisfaction and a certain smugness when something that you were selling and someone did everything except buy it doesn't buy it, and then someone comes along and buys it and they came back? I had it was a great bike I had. It was a Schwinn mountain bike. And it was an excellent bike, quite expensive when I got it years and years and years ago. So anyway, I had it here this morning, and I was selling it for 30 quid, which was a bargain. But it did need a bit of TLC, to be fair. So I thought I'd just sell it cheap. So several people looked at it, and then this guy came along. He was a tyre kicker. He examined every bit, told me how he was an expert on bikes. He had bikes all his years, and his wife was saying, "Yeah, but he needs another one now to get back into biking." And yeah, it's great. Oh, and then I showed him all the assets of it, and yeah, great bike, I know all about bikes, yeah. And I says, "Oh, I know where this is going. He ain't going to buy this." His wife was desperate for me to buy it, even buy it. And I says, "Well, if he negotiates, I'll drop it a bit." But I went on at such a length that I turned my back and attended to a couple of customers at the main table. So I noticed that he snuck away while my back was turned. And this was after about a good five minutes, which is quite a lengthy time to talk over a bike. Anyway, so 5 minutes later, Polish guys came along, young guys, tried it all out. Spun it round about and done the deal. I gave him a little discount. So off it went. And within a minute, this guy and his wife came right back round and went, "Oh my God, the bike's gone. Did you move it somewhere?" I says, "Yeah, I moved it. I've just sold it." And he says, "Oh, I was going to come back and get that." And I says, "Oh, well, that's a shame," I says, "because I sold it for £8. And his wife, I thought she was going to whack him with her handbag. I told you. And I'm being polite. And he was last seen about 2 minutes ago, heading down out the market with his wife. Well, she was actually 10 paces in front of him at a rate, and he was having to pursue her quickly with his tail between his legs. So that was great. You know, a terrible human nature to be smug about things like that, isn't it? But I'm going to be smug for a little bit. I don't give a damn. Talk to you later. Well, it's about 20 minutes to one, I think. Just check. Yes, correct. Sun is finally breaking through. Oh, it's nosing through. If it just gets face through. And once it punches a hole in that har, or whore, as we say, It'll be fantastic. It'll be a lovely afternoon. But it's just getting there. The heat's beginning to build. I've now got the cap off. The gloves are off. The gloves are off. It's like more than one meaning now. Yeah. And what's even brighter than that is having just sold the bike for a reasonable amount of money, I've just sold three other large items, which means it's another couple of £20 notes into the kitty bank. So when my wife was along about 11 o'clock and brought me sandwiches and hot flasks, I had only just cleared the entrance fee. They take about £16 here. So I'd only just cleared the entrance fee, and I think it was up about £2 or £3. And she's going to be shocked, even by the money I've made since she left. And if it continues this way, I'm not saying big money, but if the sun makes them start to spend money, fantastic. Bring on the sun, bring on the money. Oh, it's beginning to cheer up. I'm beginning to cheer up now. I'm beginning to warm up and cheer up. It's looking brighter every minute. The sun will come out tomorrow. Well, actually, it's just come out just now. And it's getting lovely now. I've got my big fleecy jacket off. My scarf's off. I'm almost naked. Oh, God. What a vision. Yeah, it's good to you. It's not going too bad today, just now. In the car, booty. It's not as busy as it was midday-ish to one-ish, but with the sun coming out, I can see more people gathering, desperate to spend their pennies. Get in here. Here I am. Up here. I'm feeling I might need to do some sell. Get your best bargains here before Easter. Now, I've done not too bad today. I'm quite happy now. I can go home. Feeling justified again up that time in the morning, having to pack a car last night. And having to pack everything away again at the end of the day here, and then unpack it all when I get back home again. And it's a kind of, it's almost like a quadruple packing. Anyway, the more you sell, the less you have to pack away. So here's hoping. Well, it's about 2:25 p.m. now. The sun has really broken through. It's absolutely gorgeous here now. Still a bit chill because you can see in the near distance the Har is still hanging about in the air. But here at the market, the car boot, skies are absolutely clear, blue skies and lovely sunshine. I just had one of those little moments that you have in life. My wife left some Easter stuff, new Easter stuff, cards and beautiful wee things for the kids to make up, make their own Easter bunnies and Easter cards, lovely stuff. And one of the items she left is one of those piñatas, a lovely bright yellow lemon colour with little eyes on it. And so I've had two or three people look at it, and this family came up. And it's one of those families, basically the incomers from further afield, let's say, in Scotland. Not, I don't mean foreigners, I mean from certain areas of particularly Glasgow, who have their own dialect. So anyway, I had written on this, well, it was not written on the package, so I had written out a label on it saying, Piñata, Easter Piñata. And, well, if you know how to spell that. So this lady looked at her, and her daughter says, what's that? And her mother says, it's one of them piñatas. And she looked up and she says to me, you've spelt that wrong. I says, I don't think so. She says, that's all wrong, you've spelt that wrong. It's piñata. I says, well, how do you spell it like? And she says, it's piñata. Now, she couldn't spell the actual letters of the word. So she says, no, that's the correct way. And she says, oh, she says, he didn't care what he's talking about. And threw it down, almost breaking it. Oh, God. So anyway, that was a little moment. But what, to let you explain, or to explain to you and let you understand, I should say, that dialogue does not come from here whatsoever. We don't speak like that. Although I'm speaking kind of polite for you people, my audio boo friends at the moment. I've explained this before. We have a much deeper accent faster as well. But there is this guttural, it's the only word I can describe it, this guttural dialogue in certain parts of the country, and particularly in the certain parts of Glasgow, that is a new age guttural Scots, and it's not Scots, it is horrible, horrible way of speaking. You've probably heard them saying, you know, big man, how's you going, big man? And I mean, it's horrendous to hear this, and that's usually the woman. But it reminds me of a story I tell that our priest told us a while back. And he had one of these families in, it was a christening. And so at the christening, it was a little daughter. And he had two or three families or children to baptise that day. So anyway, when it came their turn, and he knew it was a little girl, so he took them off the parents and he says to the father, "So what's the child's name?" And he says, "It's Pindona." And the priest says, "I'm sorry, what did you say?" And he says, "It's Pindona." And the priest says, "I've never ever heard that name. Is that a foreign name? Is it, you know, Eastern European or something?" He says, No. "Her name's Pindona." He meant that her name was pinned to the bottom of her dress. So it was pinned on her. But the way he said it was Pindona. And I mean, that's terrible. That's a terrible way of speaking, isn't it? I absolutely hate it. I'm sorry, hate's a horrible word, but actually, I hate that dialogue when I hear it. And it's becoming more profuse in this area as we get more and more people moving into the area. Another reason for me leaving. Oh my God, I've got to get away. I'll speak soon. I meant to say that a short while ago I did a boo. It was my day after boo, the little series I'm trying to get established. And I hadn't completed it, so I saved as draft, but I didn't. Someone called to me from the front of my stall just at that exact moment. My finger drifted as I lifted my head and I hit the delete button, and it was gone. And there was no way to get it back. And I was crying. And I tweeted about it. I was so angry I tweeted about it. And Simon, SM2N Simon, picked it up. Oh dear, yeah, Simon. Oh, that would be a nice little tweak from Audioboo, please. I haven't honestly done it before, but just shows you how it can easily be done. There's no going back. If I can remember exactly what I said, I'll try and do it again. Well, it's approaching 3 o'clock now, and things are stirring. People, sellers are beginning to pack up gradually, not mad panic, just gradually, because the buyers are beginning to slacken off quite a bit. It's probably that time of day where people just want to go and get fed, and so they're all disappearing to McDonald's across the road or up to the tea rooms, cafes. But it is getting warmer, so it's actually really, really nice. I'm quite happy now to be here. I'll tell you a little story. The guy next to me who is selling sweets, he does this as a living. He sells the sweets, the boiled sweets, every kind of sweet you can think about. And he has a double trader stand. He's a hang of a nice guy, and I've had a really good blather to him all day. And I was asking him what he paid, and it's £21 for one stall, which is exactly what I've got, and I have to pay £16, which is quite dear. But then, in this case, I have no fuel costs whatsoever, so everything balances itself out. I'm only 5 minutes along the road. So anyway, he pays £21 per stall. He has to get a double stall to get all these treats and sweets out. So that's £42. He has £42 to make up before he turns a penny in profit. He says it costs him £10 in fuel for his return journey. That's £52. He sells the sweets at £1 a bag.
and they're 120 gram bags, which is pretty good actually. So he has £52 in this case before he turns a penny over. So he has to sell 52 bags immediately before he makes anything at all. And I said to him, I said, that's a hard life, that, you know. And he said, yeah. He says, I love doing it, but as you said, everywhere I go, there's always travelling costs, your stall costs, because you're a trader. And he cannot pack up early. If he wants to leave, he cannot leave before four. We can leave, ordinary carburetors can leave at any time. He cannot. He has to stay till 4 o'clock or he would lose his entry again. They have to supply the service up to that time. So the weather could be bad. I mean, it's normally bad up here, to be honest with you. It's amazing to have to make that money right from the start, isn't it? Just to sell sweeties. Yeah. I thought life was hard for me. Anyway, I won't be here much longer, but I will complete this boo when I'm packing up, or as I've packed up, and I'm heading across to the little store for a bottle of ale. One bottle of ale and a sweetie for the wife. And then I'll head home and we'll get our dinner. So I'll speak then. Well, it's 4 o'clock now. I omitted to boo, or to add to the boo, when I was packing up. But that doesn't really matter, does it? I'm back home now. My wife has put the tea on. We're having pizza. I'm quite peckish. And I'm having a cold, very cold Stella. And the sun is beautiful here. I'm out at my koi pond and my little waterfall. You probably hear that. I fed the fish. They've missed me all day because I haven't been fed since yesterday. And it's gorgeous. And I had a good day at the car boot. Eventually, it turned into a good day weather-wise. It turned into a good day car booty-wise. I met a couple of new friends, just people selling and traders. Had a good chat with them during the day. So a good day. Yes. I'm tired now. How can you get tired standing? I think you get weary more than tired. But I just want my tea now, after my beer, of course. And then relax. Let my wife rub my shoulders and massage my feet and... No, I don't think that will happen. That was a dream. More likely to be the other way around about. Okay. I'm off cheer now. And I've only had half a bottle of beer. I'm standing in the sunshine beside my koi pond. Watch my fish cruise up and down. Listen to my water feature. It's lovely. If you have followed this boo from start to finish, you are indeed a brave person listening to an idiot blithering on about his exploits at a car boot sale. But if you have, I thank you wholeheartedly for persevering. You deserve a bloody medal. But I've had great fun today because I have been following Simon's SM2N's back pages, or some of his back pages, and I have great subject matter. I have some lovely stuff to dig up again and bring back to people's attention, because I wasn't there. I was never on audio boo last year at all. And I tend to do this because of what I found. I tend to do it with the other people I follow, try and get back and see what they were talking about 3 months ago, 6 months ago. So it's all been great fun. And I do appreciate Audioboo for what it is. I do appreciate the people that follow me. I do indeed love you all for being there, and love you all for following me. And I shall see you later. Goodbye for now.